numbers 1122. on a beautiful September day, stuck in a room.
All right. Ça marche, je pense.
Okay,
ouais, ça capte. Okay. Moi, je vais enlever ça. Je bouge de toi après, ça fait des bruits. Okay. Ben, je vais pas t'embêter trop longtemps, mais.
Okay, no, you're not annoying me. Okay. Not bothering me at all.
Ah, mais c'est bien. Mais en fait, je te connais un peu moins bien que Mimi, par exemple. Alors, je vais faire quelques questions éclairs pour commencer.
Fine.
Alors, café ou thé?
Tea most of the time, but coffee in the morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
Et parce que toi, t'es anglais. Alors, est-ce que c'est vrai que tous les Anglais boivent du thé et que tous les Français boivent du café?
Of course. No, anyway, first of all, to be absolutely specific, I'm not technically English.
No?
I have a British passport.
Oui.
I was born in England.
D'accord.
But neither of my parents are English.
Hein?
My father came from Scotland and my mother comes from Trinidad.
Ah,
but they're
ça
both,
je savais pas.
They're both British citizens.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my father's dead now, but they were both British citizens, so... But I'm kind of... I don't know what makes you English. Maybe it's just my accent.
Ah, ouais. Parce que moi, je pensais que tu étais anglais, quoi. Mais no. Tu as grandi, alors,
I grew up in England.
Oui, en Angleterre, alors.
I went to school in England. I went to university in England.
Oui. Et so, c'était quelle ville ou quelle...
Where I grew up.
Oui.
Most of my childhood was spent in a suburb of London called Carshalton Beaches, which is south of London.
Oui.
The nearest sort of kind of recognisable or well-known places would be, you know, Wimbledon,
oui.
Croydon.
Le tennis.
Wimbledon, of course, is, yeah, probably the most well-known place worldwide around where I grew up, so.
Oui. Okay. Mais t'as pas d'accent alors de ton père?
No, it's a shame, because I really like that accent. He came from Edinburgh.
Oui, et tu peux le faire, en fait, avec un peu d'effort, ou c'est vraiment un accent étranger, presque, pour toi?
I can do something which probably approximates to an Edinburgh accent, but, you know, it's a very soft Scottish accent, like that. It's not the very... It's not your Glaswegian drunkard, which is usually the kind of accent that... people do when they're trying to do a Scottish accent.
Oui, j'entends Mike Myers là-dedans quand il fait son...
I don't know if that's a compliment or not.
D'accord. Ok, bon. Et toi, t'es plutôt lève-tôt ou couche-tard?
Sometimes I do both, which is a bit of a pain. They don't really go together. I would say more of a early riser.
Oui.
Because I like...
Ah, daylight. Oui.
I like daylight, and so I find it difficult to lie in bed once oui. I'm awake.
T'es sensible à la lumière du jour.
Yeah, I think I tend to like to sleep in a dark room.
Okay.
And so once the light starts pouring in, I tend to wake up.
Mais ils ont des volets en France, je trouve, qui bloquent tout. Je sais pas si ça c'est. C'est qu'ici ou si ça existe en Angleterre aussi. Mais pour moi, aux États-Unis, on n'a jamais des volets comme ça qui ferment complètement.
No, that's I'm sure that exists in England, but it's not that common. I'm sure. No, people tend to have blinds and curtains,
oui.
which probably don't shut out as much light as
c'est plus
as the
pour l'ambiance.
Yeah, exactly. But I have, yeah, in my bedroom, I have shutters. I can you know make my room completely black.
Oui.
But I
pour moi, ça fait peur.
Yeah, actually,
je me réveille dans le noir et après j'ai peur.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm not scared of the dark, but I actually don't, even despite what I just said, I don't tend to sleep with the shutters completely closed. I leave like small gaps.
Oui.
So, so in the morning, I know that it's morning.
Oui.
You know.
Oui, c'est logique. C'est bien. D'accord. Alors, c'est plutôt pour les chats ou les chiens?
Oh, another distinction I find difficult to make, really. I think I've never owned a dog. I've never had a dog. When I grew up, we never had a dog. We had a cat. So I suppose I get on well with cats, but I love dogs as well. I like animals.
Tous les animaux.
Yeah. The larger ones. I'm not interested in hamsters and gerbils.
Oui. c'est moins drôle peut-être.
Yeah, yeah, they're much less fun.
Ouais, on peut pas les caresser vraiment. Ouais.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. You have to keep them in a cage and clean them all the time. Ouais. Right.
Moi, j'ai un lapin, mais c'est vrai, elle est... Je dis elle, c'est une lapine, mais elle est... Bon, on peut pas dire qu'elle est câline.
Yeah, I mean, they're cute to look at and everything, but they, yeah, I think they're not my cup of tea.
Ouais, je comprends. Ok, alors par rapport aux animaux, est-ce que tu es plutôt végétarien ou carnivore?
More carnivore, really.
Oui.
You know, I eat my greens.
Oui.
But I,
comme il faut.
Exactly, but I rarely have a meal, you know, a main meal without meat in it.
Oui.
I like fish. Okay. So does that count as well? Pescivore.
Oh, ça dépend, oui. Il y en a qui disent que les végétariens mangent du poisson.
Yeah, that's not exactly true.
C'est omnivore, alors.
I'm an omnivore, yes. But, you know, I've got nothing against vegetarianism.
Oui. Je te pose la question parce que toi comme moi, t'es en couple avec quelqu'un qui est plutôt végétarienne.
Ah, yeah.
Alors, comment est-ce que ça marche à la maison pour les plats?
Well, fortunately... She eats chicken,
oui.
So she's not really
ça
a vegetarian.
C'est un peu plus facile, alors.
Yeah. So if we want to have a meal together, we can have chicken.
But, vous mangez poulet tous les soirs.
Yeah. Well, you know, you can sometimes, you know, you can cook vegetables and then just add some meat separately.
Oui.
But it's true that I like cooking. And so, and there are...
Mais ça, c'était une autre question que j'avais.
Ah, right.
C'est qui cuisine? Alors, c'est...
It depends. It can be... It's shared, really. It depends on who's feeling more energetic or... Yeah. But there are certain things, obviously, that I'd like to cook that I can't do, which is a bit of a, you know, unfortunate. But, you know, it's not the end of the world.
Et tu t'es mis à la gastronomie française depuis que tu es en France?
Yeah, I'm open to all kinds of things. So I like French cuisine, but I like cuisine from all over the world. And my mum came from an island which was very cosmopolitan with lots of influences from all over the world, and I grew up with that. So you know, I'm very open-minded about food in general.
Et c'est quoi alors la cuisine de Trinidad? C'est plutôt fruits de mer et...
There's that, but because they had, Trinidad has influences from Europe, from Africa, from Asia, Chinese, Indian, all of that. There's a very big melting pot of communities there. You have, I don't know what you would call, I mean, there are specific things to Trinidad, things like something they call roti, which is sort of rice with meat, and I think that's right. I may have got that mixed up. Anyway, they like things like... There are some meals. I was talking to my girlfriend the other day about the fact that they eat salted prunes. That's something that they're really keen on. So there are some things...
Salé,
yeah.
Ensemble.
There are some things which are, I guess, specifically Trinidadian, but there are so many influences from all over the world that it's hard to put your finger on it, really.
Oui. Alors, moi, j'ai toujours appris... Alors, c'est Trinidad et Tobago, mais alors, c'est... Yeah. Tobago, alors c'est quoi? C'est juste...
It's another island. There are two islands.
Oui. Mais ça fait partie du même pays, alors?
Yes. D'accord. Yeah. It's just a smaller island with a smaller population, which is very popular with tourists now because it's a little bit less built up and so on. So it's...
D'accord. Mais c'est la même culture pour les...
Yeah, yeah. Oui. I mean, probably... I don't really know enough. I imagine that, like... Everywhere in the world, the Trinidadians, you know, say things about the I think they're called Tobagonians. Tobagonians.
On dirait pas toboggan.
Yeah, the toboggans. But as far as I understand, it's more, you know, they're the same. It's the same country.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, mais c'est intéressant. J'ai jamais rencontré quelqu'un. Ah, si, quand même. Je connais une autre maman à l'école, mais je sais plus si elle est de. Je pense que c'est aussi Trinidad.
Yeah.
Bon, et tu es en France depuis combien de temps alors?
Well, I guess I could say kind of on and off for the last 25 years.
Oui.
When I say on and off, there have been periods when I've gone back to live in the UK for probably a total of about 3 years, and I lived in Germany for 2 years.
Oui.
So that So that comes to
pour about... toi, ici, c'est chez toi ou est-ce que tu te sens encore étranger?
Hmm. Yeah, it's always a difficult one. That I mean, I do feel that this is my home, but at the same time, don't feel completely integrated into French life. You know, I haven't taken on French nationality, which I could have done.
Mm. Et tu penses que tu vas le faire? Oh, ça t'intéresse à faire?
It's something I've been thinking about a lot recently because of the possibility of the UK leaving the European Union.
Oui.
I'm not sure whether that would have much of an impact on me, but I also like the fact that, you know, I've been living here for quite a long time, and so it would be, I think it makes sense to participate a bit more in the whole political process.
Oui, you know, to be able to vote,
that would be good.
Je pense que tu peux voter pour les élections municipales.
Yes.
Mais pas...
I can vote in local elections.
Aussi,
no. I can only vote in local elections and European elections.
D'accord.
Wherever I'm in the... when I was living in Germany, I remember voting in the European and I think the local elections. And I've voted in the local and European elections here. But I'd like to vote in the general election, and the presidential
c'est
election.
C'est le plus intéressant.
Hein? Yeah.
Le plus médiatisé, en tout cas.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know who I'd vote for, but it would be good to have
d'avoir l'opportunité, c'est déjà bien.
Exactly.
OK. Bon, encore un qui pourrait peut-être t'intéresser. Film ou théâtre?
Oh, gosh, that's difficult. I think as a spectator... I go more often to the cinema than I go to the theatre.
Oui.
But I can't really give you straight answers to
No, mais c'est fait pour la conversation. C'est,
yeah.
pas, c'est bien. Hein? C'est...
I like the cinema very much, although I haven't been for quite a while. It's been, you know, I really need to go again.
C'est quoi le dernier film alors, que tu as vu?
Yeah, oh gosh, you've really got me there.
Si ça date de trop longtemps.
Do you know what? I don't think I've been to see a film in the last 6 months. I may be wrong, but it's been a hell of a long time. So I can't even remember what the title of it was. But I have a bad memory as well. So okay. You know, it could have been a week ago, and I'd still have forgotten by now. But I would already have forgotten. But I like going to the theatre as well, and I think you know that I participate I act in a theatre group here at the council, and so as a you know I really like doing that, being on stage, preparing a play, and the sort of camaraderie involved in it. That's really amazing.
Oui. Toi, tu es plutôt acteur. Est-ce que ça t'arrive parfois d'être metteur en scène des pièces de théâtre ou, auteur ou...
I've kind of helped out with direction once or twice, but I haven't really directed my own play so far. And I prefer the acting.
Oui.
Yeah.
Alors, tu joues En fait, tu joues quel type de rôle, principalement?
Well, I'd like to think that I'm not being typecast. I've played all kinds of roles. I mean, you know, what have I done? I'd have to think back to the kind of roles I've played, but I don't think I have sort of been typecast. But, you know, I've played generals and the Kaiser of Kaiser Wilhelm, and I've played that role that Cary Grant played in Arsenic and Old Lace, and I played, what's the last thing I'm preparing a new play which is called Carnage, God of Carnage, where I play an ordinary guy whose son has had his teeth knocked out by someone else's son, and
okay.
I'm a salesman. You know, I don't know. I mean, I don't think I particularly... I think I just play people who are sort of more or less my age.
Oui.
But I've done Shakespeare.
Et tu joues toujours en anglais?
Yes. Yeah.
Oui.
I've only done... apart from at university, where we used to do little sketches and... sort of little things on stage were in French. I've only ever done it in English so far.
Okay. Et comme spectateur, est-ce que tu regardes parfois les pièces de théâtre francophones Ou toujours anglophone aussi?
Very, very rarely in French. Although I recently went to an evening for the Cube Noir, which is in Königshofen, which puts on plays regularly during the year. And I we had to present our play, and then we were listening to the presentations of the other plays that are coming up, which are all in French. And some of them sounded really interesting, so I'm definitely going to go into...
Non, parce que je me demande, j'avais entendu que les théâtres en français... est un peu différent de le théâtre en anglais, mais je ne sais pas pourquoi exactement.
Yeah, I think
c'est
there's
des différences vraiment de structure ou de...
I think what strikes me most is the acting style. There seems to be a sort of very specific acting style in French, which I find quite affected, quite sort of unnatural.
Un peu trop.
A little bit. It seems to me a little bit over the top and too serious and too... Yeah, it doesn't strike me as being particularly natural.
Oui. Mais j'ai remarqué la même chose pour tout ce qui est l'humeur.
Yeah.
En fait, je trouve on n'a pas les mêmes blagues, on n'a pas les mêmes...
No.
Les mêmes farces.
No, yeah.
Il y a tout qui... Je ne sais pas si c'est la culture ou si c'est la langue qui porte le sens de l'humeur comme ça.
Probably a mixture of the two, isn't it? Honestly, I don't think I'm not an expert on it, so I'm not really sure how to reply to that question. But I think definitely there are. I don't get as much, you know, the humour when I'm watching a French play as I get it in an English play.
Moi non plus. Mais je trouve aussi, j'avais lu quelque part, et je pense que c'est en partie vrai, les Français ou les francophones, en fait, ils préfèrent se moquer des autres. Et les anglophones, c'est une sorte d'autodérision qui en remporte.
I think that's, I think the British in particular are quite, I think, rightly known for being self-deprecating.
Oui, et très sarcastique aussi.
Well, sarcasm, I suppose, is something which is directed at someone else. That's true. But I think they this is something I actually quite admire about my fellow countrymen and women, the fact that they make fun of themselves.
Oui.
And I don't think that is necessarily the case in other cultures.
Oui.
And somebody once explained, this is not quite the same thing, but somebody once explained to me the difference between German, French and British humour. That's just right. It's very stereotypical. It's, you have a scene where you have a banana skin on the street and a guy walking along the street, obviously walking towards the banana skin. Either a banana skin or like a hole in the...
Okay.
A hole in the... Some kind of obstacle or something that's going to... that he or she is going to fall into or something. And... the idea is that the British audience will start laughing as soon as they see the banana skin and the guy walking towards it. They know what's going to happen to them.
Okay.
They'll laugh in anticipation.
Oui.
The French will laugh when the person slips on the banana skin.
Oui.
And the Germans will laugh when the person lands and breaks his leg.
Oh,
you know. So that sounds really, really ridiculous, but I think to a certain extent there's a certain amount of truth in that.
Oui.
I think British humour can be quite subtle, which makes totally the opposite as well.
Mais c'est ça que moi j'avais noté aussi, que en Angleterre ou dans les pays anglophones, je trouve c'est plus subtil, et je sais pas, les formats francophones préfèrent un peu de slapstick presque, ou...
I think it's often quite in-your-face humour with, you know, exaggerated, high-pitched voices and that kind of thing. And that really doesn't...
Et les hommes en femmes, ça c'est toujours...
Then again...
Le travesti, c'est toujours super drôle en France, mais c'est juste un homme qui met le rouge à lèvres. Oh, pour rigoler pendant 10 ans.
And yet, it's funny because I really like Monty Python.
Oui.
And there's a lot of cross-dressing in that. And there's a lot of... high-pitched sort of, you know, exaggerated voices and so on. But somehow I find that very funny. So maybe I'm being a bit unfair on the French for that. But I think it's only funny to a certain extent. And then, you know, you think, okay, get on with it and do something else, because this is not funny anymore.
Oui, ça dure trop longtemps après aussi.
Exactly.
Alors, c'est quoi le meilleur film de Monty Python?
I think it has to be The Life of Brian. Yeah. That's got so many bits in it that I can remember quite well, which I just, every time I watch, I just laugh my head off.
Oui.
I did Latin at school, for example, and I had one of these very sort of strict Latin teachers who would be very hard, come down on you like a ton of bricks if you got the wrong declension or the wrong conjugation of a verb or something.
Oui.
And there's a scene, do you know the film?
Oui.
You know,
mais ça fait peut-être 10 ans que je l'ai plus vu.
There's a scene where Brian is supposed to be writing graffiti all over the walls in the forum or somewhere in the town,
oui,
saying Romans go home, and he's writing it in Latin, but he gets it completely wrong. And then a German, where did that come from? A Roman guard comes and sort of like gives him a Latin lesson at knife point, and it just sort of like, it was just brilliant. So I thought that every time I watched that, I just find it.
Et tu vas jamais faire la même faute maintenant.
Exactly.
Oh, mais c'est bien. Alors, le latin, ça t'a aidé pour apprendre le français, hein, tu penses?
Latin was, honestly, I learned so much from Latin. Yeah, it helps with learning other languages. It introduces you to the certain concepts that of language that you don't necessarily encounter in other languages. But for example, I learned French first, and then I did Latin.
Oui.
And I didn't know anything about cases, mm-hmm, and declensions and so on. And that you learn all about in Latin, and that helped me when I was learning German, because they have, mm-hmm, cases and stuff. But also, I learned a lot about my own language.
Mm-hmm.
Because, obviously English has got a lot of Latin origins as well.
Oui.
And I learnt what, the true meanings of words that I'd been using without really understanding.
Oui, c'est les racines.
Exactly.
Oui. C'est bien. Yeah. Alors, tu as dit que tu as appris le français avant le latin.
Yeah.
Alors, ça, c'était en Angleterre ou c'était...
Yes. Yeah.
D'accord. À l'école.
Ou... Yeah. From the age of 11. It was... At least at that moment, I think it's probably still the same, although language learning is sort of going a bit downhill in the UK and has been for a while. Mm. French was the first foreign language that you learned.
Okay.
And at my school, if you were good at French,
mm-hmm,
you could take a second language, you could do German as well, and I could have done that, but I chose Latin because, mm-hmm, I was good at French.
Okay. Alors, par rapport à ça, est-ce que... Bon, je pense qu'on peut juste faire encore quelques petites minutes, là.
Mm-hmm.
Mais est-ce que ça te dirait, alors, de changer? Alors, toi, tu parles en anglais et moi, je parle en français. Non, toi, tu parles en français et moi, je parle en anglais.
Okay. Pourquoi pas?
So, now we'll try it.
D'accord.
The other way around.
Okay.
So now what should we talk about? How about... is this... let me know if this is too American of a question. Coke or Pepsi?
Ça, c'est une question bien américaine, ouais, effectivement.
Does Pepsi even exist here?
Oui, bien sûr.
Okay. Oui. I've seen it, but I don't know if there's anything.
C'est plus rare, on ne le voit pas partout. On voit Coca, c'est partout, mais Pepsi, tu trouves,
mm-hmm,
je m'en fiche.
Okay.
Royalement. Je bois les deux en modération.
Do you drink either? Okay, so you drink,
ouais,
a bit here and there.
Et je ne saurais pas faire la différence entre les deux.
Okay.
Même si, apparemment, les deux boissons sont très différentes, mm-hmm, je trouve...
Well, because in the States, they do these blind taste tests. You can,
ah ouais,
try to, oui, trick you into drinking Pepsi or something. Or...
D'accord. Oh. Non, mais... Non, je n'ai pas de préférence,
okay,
particulière.
Yeah, okay. What about wine? Are you a wine drinker?
J'aime bien boire du vin.
Mm-hmm.
Plutôt du rouge. Mm-hmm. J'ai vécu à Bordeaux pendant 5 ans, 6 ans.
So you were surrounded by the world's best wine?
Je ne sais pas si c'est le meilleur vin du monde. Bon, ça fait partie des meilleurs vins du monde. Ils sont, mm-hmm, très fiers de leur vin. Mais ils savent très bien qu'il y a beaucoup de concurrence maintenant, mm-hmm, de très bons vins qui viennent d'ailleurs dans le monde. Mm-hmm.
Well, I know you were in South Africa recently.
Oui.
Did you try some of theirs?
On était une fois... on a visité une vignoble en Afrique du Sud. Et là, il y avait du très bon vin.
Mm-hmm.
C'était excellent.
Mostly red wine?
Ce que j'ai goûté, c'était du rouge, mais aussi du blanc.
Mm-hmm.
Mais bon, je suis un grand fan de vin rouge, donc c'est ça que j'ai bu plus tôt. Mais je pense qu'ils font du vin... Mm-hmm. Ouais, ils font du blanc aussi.
So, what about the wine from Alsace? The white wines?
Très bien.
Mm-hmm.
Même si je ne suis pas un grand fan de vin blanc, j'aime bien boire un bon vin alsacien. Il y a d'excellents vins ici qui ne sont pas suffisamment connus dans le monde.
C'est dommage. My favorite is the Riesling, but
oui.
You know, in most other countries, it's just the German Riesling that you can find,
voilà.
Which is voilà. Usually much sweeter.
Je trouve que c'est ouais, les vins d'ici, les Riesling, les Gewürztraminer par exemple, sont mm-hmm. bien meilleurs à mon avis que les équivalents allemands. Le Gewürz, par exemple, je bois bien avec des plats épicés.
Okay. Yeah, I know they pair it with sort of Asian foods voilà. Now, more and more.
Et c'est très bien. Mm-hmm. J'ai découvert ça il y a quelques années avec des collègues. J'ai organisé une sortie restaurant. On était dans un restaurant chinois. Et là, ils ont servi du Gewürz. Et c'était mm-hmm. excellent. Ça s'est super bien marié avec le goût des
spicy des with the...
épicé, un petit peu sucré aussi.
Mm-hmm.
Ça, c'est excellent.
Mm-hmm. And did you know that spicy food is fairly recent to anywhere outside of the Americas?
Non.
That was brought over by, well, Europeans coming from, they had visited North and South America. They
d'accord.
brought the spices over. So
d'accord,
what you
oui,
think
oui,
of as, you know, what you think of for Asian cuisine as being real spicy or Indian food
ouais.
must have been really, really boring a few hundred years ago.
C'est-à-dire que, eux, ils n'avaient pas ces épices non plus à cette époque?
No, they come from Central and South America.
D'accord.
And bah, potatoes ça, and tomatoes.
Alors ça, c'est bien connu, les pommes de terre surtout.
Mm-hmm.
En Angleterre, on dit que c'est Sir Walter Raleigh, qui mm-hmm. a donc un grand marin
mm-hmm.
Anglais, qui a fini décapité par la reine, mais bon, qui les a ramenés pour la première fois,
mm-hmm.
en Angleterre en tout cas.
Yeah, I wonder what people used to eat here.
Oui, parce qu'il n'y avait pas de riz, il n'y avait pas de pâtes. Du pain, probablement. Du pain yeah. avec tout, hein, à mon avis.
Right. No low-carb dieters.
Non, mais et pourtant, ils n'étaient pas forcément très... il n'y avait pas de problème d'obésité.
No, it's true. And now, I mean, if you go to... Well, if you go to my home country...
C'est ce qu'on dit.
Lots of
ouais.
round people.
Ça, ouais. Bon.
But I guess more and more everywhere, so...
Oui, même ici, même en France.
Yeah. Well, on that note, maybe we should go eat some lunch.
Avec plaisir. Yeah.
Shall we?
I've worked all up right. an appetite. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much for talking with me.
No worries.